National Broadcasting Company invites you by transcription to join The Chase. There is always the hunter and the hunted, the pursuer and the pursued. It may be the voice of authority, or a race with death and destruction, the most relentless of the hunters. There are times when laughter is heard as counterpoint, and moments when sheer terror is the theme. But always there is the chase. Tonight, NBC brings you one of the most famous chase stories ever written. The Most Dangerous Game, written as a short story by Richard Connell and especially adapted for The Chase by Lawrence Klee.
By inclination and desire, I'm a hunter. And by the grace of inherited wealth, I've been able to satisfy that desire in every corner of the earth. I love the chase and the thrill that comes with stalking big game through a trackless jungle. But I've always been the hunter, never the hunted. I've often wondered what it would feel like to be at the receiving end of a Springfield or a Gibbs, waiting for the shattering smash of a 50-caliber bullet to come tearing through my skull. Whitney's yacht was small, but comfortable enough for the voyage he invited me on to Rio in a month of hunting jaguar. The weather was fine until we were off the coast of New Guinea. Then it changed with all the suddenness of an aggravated woman. The air grew dank and heavy, and at sundown the sky was a dirty gray. Whitney had a fairly good notion of what the forecast was as we leaned against the rail of the upper deck, peering out across the gloom, and he said,
"Hurricane weather."
"Oh, you think so, Whitney?"
"No doubt about it. We're in for a blow sometime tonight. But at least we should have cleared Ship Trap by that time."
"What Ship Trap?"
"An island off there to the right. You can't spot it in this gloom. Sailors are afraid of the place."
"Why?"
"Not quite sure. Some superstition, I suppose. But the area's dangerous. Loaded with hidden reefs."
"Well, we'll make Rio in a few days, don't you think?"
"If we keep to our schedule."
"Oh, I'm looking forward to some good jaguar hunting."
"Best sport in the world."
"For the hunter, not for the jaguar."
"Oh, don't be ridiculous, Rainsford. You're a big game hunter, not a philosopher. Who cares how the jaguar feels?"
"Oh, the jaguar, perhaps.
They've no understanding."
"I think they understand one thing. Fear. The fear of pain and the fear of death."
"Nonsense. The tropical weather is making you soft." "Well, we're running into trouble a lot sooner than I thought."
"Ah, there's quite a wind coming up."
"Now you'd better go down to your cabin, Rainsford. This looks like the payoff. I'm going to order all hands on deck and get ready for anything."
The squall hit us with all the force of a pile driver. And 20 minutes later, Whitney's trim little craft was getting the beating of its life. I felt like a helpless fool inside my cabin with the crew fighting desperately just above my head. So I climbed topside once more and inched my way forward through the torrential rain to where Whitney was standing, clinging like a drowning fly to the rail just aft the bridge. "That you, Whitney?"
"Rainsford, I was just going to fetch you.
How's
trouble?
What's happened?"
"Two of the forward holds are leaking badly. I think we'll make that channel light. Here, I have a lifebelt for you."
"Mike, where's yours?"
"What?
Hey, the mast's been hit by lightning, Whitney."
"We're listening. All hands, prepare to abandon ship. Man the lifeboat."
The next thing I knew, the deck was awash. I felt myself being carried overboard into the blood-warm waters of the South Atlantic. I struggled to the surface, still clutching the life belt. Whitney had pushed into my hands. I tried to grab it, put it around my body. The storm screeched above me crazily. I
fought to keep my head above the waves.
And suddenly it was over, just as quickly as it came. I found myself floating in the soft swell of a gentle sea. How long I floated, I'm not sure. It must have been for hours, because the dawn was breaking as my feet suddenly touched the firmness of a coral reef. I saw the outline of a beach, an island, and a fantastic castle-like structure in the distance. As I wearily crawled along the reef towards the shore, I saw the figure of a man on the edge of the beach, watching me. He was a giant, if I ever saw one, with a flat-nosed, ugly face. I judged him to be some kind of a South American Indian. He wore nothing but a loincloth and heavy beaded belt. Supported the nastiest looking hunting dagger I'd ever seen.
Hello. Habla español. Parlez-vous français? Okay. Let's try it in German. Sprechen Sie.
I speak bit English.
Oh, I should have thought of that in the first place. Oh, my name's Sanger Rainsford. I was shipwrecked in the storm last night. You understand? Shipwreck. Storm. Smash.
Understand.
I'm afraid my friends on board went down with the ship. I don't know how I escaped with my own life.
You come.
Oh. Where to? That chateau up there on the hill?
No question. Come. Schnell.
The one word in German surprised me, but I followed him, and he led the way up to the castle. He didn't utter another word until we reached the heavy oaken door. Then he opened it and motioned me inside.
You wait here.
The room I was in suggested a baronial hall of feudal times. And the heavy stone walls were lined with hunting trophies that ranged from antelope to bull elephants and rhino. And at the end of the room, there was a locked iron grill protecting one of the most magnificent collections of hunting rifles I've ever seen. Well, as I examined them with interest, their owner stepped into the hall from another room. He was tall and slender, and he wore a heavy silk night robe emblazoned with a peculiar coat of arms. And as he advanced, his neatly clipped mustache seemed to twitch with a mixture of expectancy and amusement.
It is a great pleasure and honor to welcome Mr. Sanger Rainsford, the celebrated hunter, to my home.
Hi. How do you do?
I've read your book on hunting snow leopards in Tibet. I'm General Kraus.
Kraus? Well, it seems to me I've heard that name before.
During the late war, perhaps. I was a member of the SS High Command in the service of their Führer.
The late and unlamented Führer.
Hitler was a fool. If he had listened to the advice of a professional soldier... But come, we should not be chatting here. You want clothes, food, rest. Zalazar, come see here.
Yeah, my general.
Zalazar was a headhunter and a cannibal when I captured him in the Andes. I taught him some German and a little English, and he has made an excellent bearer. Splendid specimen, huh?
Yes, he's quite a boy.
He is an incredibly strong fellow. I have seen him break a wild boar's neck with his bare hands.
Well, you have boar on this island?
Here? No. But we have excellent hunting, my friend. Something more exciting than boar. But that will come later.
Well, look, I've been through a great deal during the last 12 hours.
Naturally. Shipwreck is a harrowing experience.
Oh, Salazar told you about the wreck.
He didn't have to. I knew. You are not the first to founder off Shiptrap Island. What?
So, this is Shiptrap.
Yes, and a most amusing spot, I guarantee. Now, if you will follow Salazar, he will show you to your room and fetch some breakfast. Sleep the day through, my friend, and tonight we'll celebrate with a fine dinner.
Celebrate? Celebrate what, General?
Your arrival, of course, and a future of extraordinary interest for both of us.
As he spoke the words, he smiled, and I thought I detected a glimpse of potential cruelty and cold-blooded humor in his eyes. A moment later, I was being escorted to my room by Salazar, the headhunter. And after dining on a fine breakfast, I crawled into a comfortable bed and was asleep almost immediately. It was night when I awoke. I dressed. The door opened, and General Krause walked in.
Good evening, Herr Ainsford.
Oh, good evening.
You rested well?
Yes, very well, thank you.
Dinner is waiting. Will come with me. Perhaps you were surprised this morning that I knew just who you are, but I read all books of hunting published in English, French, and German. I have but one passion in life, and that is to hunt.
Oh, you have some wonderful heads here. That Cape Buffalo is one of the largest I've ever seen.
Well, that fellow. He charged me, hurt me against a tree, and fractured my skull. But he ended up with the others on my wall.
You know, I've always thought Cape Buffalo was the most dangerous of all big game.
No, the Cape Buffalo is not the most dangerous. Here on this island, I hunt more dangerous game. Oh, please sit down. Conchita will serve us in just a moment.
Conchita?
My cook, she's still young, and her repertoire of dishes is not complete, but she is learning.
Buenas noches, senor.
Buenas noches, Conchita. They begin to serve us.
Si, senor.
Lovely, is she not? Her father was also shipwrecked on this island. Unfortunately, he is with us no longer.
Well, you were talking about your game preserve before, General. Is there a big game on this island?
The biggest.
Really?
Oh, it isn't here naturally. I have to stock the island.
With what, General?
A glass of port, Herr Ainsford.
Thank you.
Some men are poets. Some are kings and others are beggars. I am a hunter. But after years of enjoyment, I found that the hunt no longer... fascinated me. You can perhaps guess why?
No. Why?
Simply this. Hunting had ceased to be what you Americans call a sporting proposition. I always got my quarry. Always. And there's no greater bore than perfection.
I see.
The animal has nothing but its legs and its instinct. Instinct is no match for reason, which we humans possess. When I realized this, it was a tragic moment for me.
Senor.
It came to me as an inspiration what I must do.
And that was?
I had to invent a new animal to hunt.
Oh.
Conchita. How clumsy of you.
Excuse it, please. Excuse.
You. You say you invented a new animal, General Krause? Why, you must be joking.
I never joke about hunting. I needed a new animal. I found one. So I bought this island, built this house, and here I do my hunting. The island is perfect for my purpose. There are jungles with a maze of trails in them. There are hills, swamps.
But the animal, General?
I wanted the ideal animal to hunt. So I asked myself, what are the attributes of the perfect quarry? And the answer was, of course, it must have courage, cunning, and above all, it must be able to reason.
But no animal can reason.
My dear fellow, there is one who can.
Well, you can't mean a human being.
And why not?
I
can't believe you're serious, General.
Why should I not be serious? I'm speaking of hunting.
Hunting? Great Scott, General Cross, what you're speaking of is murder.
That unpleasant word. Perhaps you would be interested to know how I stock my island for hunting. Come to the window with me for a moment. Now, look out towards the sea. I will press this button near my hand.
Why, there are lights flashing on and off out there.
They indicate a channel where there is none. A ship that is in difficulty moves towards the lights. Near the lights, there are rocks with razor edges. They can crush a ship like a nut. And always, there are one or two who manage to survive, so that I will not become bored. But I treat my visitors first with every consideration. We try to be civilized.
Civilized? And you shoot down men?
Oh, first they get good food, exercise. I put them in splendid physical condition. I suggest to one of them that we go hunting. I give him 3 hours' start. I am to follow armed with one of my rifles. If my quarry eludes me for 3 whole days, he wins. If I find him, he loses.
Suppose he refuses to be hunted.
Oh, I give him his choice. If he refuses to hunt, I turn him over to Salazar, who has not completely forgotten his tribal customs. Invariably, they choose to hunt.
And if they win?
To date, I have not lost.
General, I want to leave this island at once.
First we will hunt.
But I...
You will find this game worth playing. Your brain against mine. Your woodcraft against mine. Your strength and your stamina against mine. Outdoor chess. The stake is not without value, huh?
And if I win?
If I do not find you by midnight of the third day, I will cheerfully consider myself defeated. My sloop will place you on the mainland near town. You can trust me. I will give you my word as a gentleman and as a sportsman. Of course, you in turn must agree to say nothing of your visit here.
I'll agree to nothing of the kind.
In that case... But why quibble? 3 days from now, we can discuss it over a bottle of champagne. Unless...
When do we start?
Now. I will call the dogs in, and Salazar will supply you with hunting clothes, food, and a knife. I suggest you wear moccasins. They leave a poorer trail. I will give you a 2-hour start, my friend. I'm sure you will find that the chase by night is much more exciting than by day. Au revoir, Herr Rainsford, and good hunting.
Half an hour later, I was shown to the edge of the jungle by Salazar. My first idea was to put distance between myself and General Krause. But as I plunged into the bush, I realized that the island wasn't big enough for that. So I stopped for a moment, about a mile from the castle, to get a grip on myself, take stock of the situation. Suddenly, I heard something move.
Can you leave?
Conchita.
Take me with you.
What? You?
I would rather die than stay with him any longer. He killed my father the way he's trying to kill you. He thinks I don't know, but I know. See, I know. Please, take me, senor. I know this island almost as well as the general. Together we may win.
But he'll kill you if he finds you.
I don't care.
All right. Come along.
Not that way, senor.
No, why not?
There is a swamp, quicksand.
All right, Conchita. We'll go in this direction. I'll leave him a trail to follow he'll never forget. We'll steal a couple of pages from the fox, Conchita. We'll see if we can give mein Herr General a run for his money. I executed a series of intricate loops, doubling back and again on my trail. I used every dodge the fox had ever known. And added a few new twists to my own. 2 hours before dawn, poor Conchita was on the verge of exhaustion. Oh, we stopped at a thickly wooded ridge. You tired, Conchita?
Si, senor.
Well, we'll rest here. I think we've given the general a better chase than he bargained for. Ah, there, you see that tree? Behind you?
Yes.
Okay, I'll help you climb it. Now, you sleep in the branches.
And you, senor?
I'll climb another tree nearby. We'll be all right for the time being. Conchita, are you frightened?
A little, senor Rainsford.
Well, remember that the hunt is never over until you made the kill. And we're a couple of jackrabbits that are very much alive. The day crawled slowly like a wounded snake. And at nightfall, I fell asleep. I was awakened by a warning call from Conchita. And I discovered that General Kraus was an even better hunter than I had imagined.
Senor. Senor Rainsford, wake up.
Shh. Keep your voice down.
Someone is coming through the jungle.
Yeah, flatten yourself against the bough. Quickly.
The general, Senor Rainsford.
You needn't whisper any longer, Conchita. Come on down.
He did not see us. He stopped near your tree, then turned around and went back. He will not return to this spot again.
I'm afraid he will, Conchita. He's just giving me a chance to make another trail.
You mean he knows we are here?
Yes. God, a man's a genius. He can follow a trail at night, then in an extremely difficult trail as well. He's just saving me for another day's sport, that's all.
What can we do?
I don't know. Wait a minute. If we don't make another trail for him, he'll come back here. And we'll prepare a reception for him, Conchita.
Senor?
Look, do you know what a Malay man catcher is? I learned how to make one of them from a native several years ago. Look, there's a dead tree over there leaning on a smaller one that's still alive. Come on, quickly. Let's get to work, Conchita. It took me 3 hours to prepare the trap, though I worked at top speed. But it wasn't long before Kraus returned. I could hear his boots crunching through the bush as he came on with the sureness of a bloodhound. Oh, nothing escaped those searching black eyes of his. But he was so intent on his stalking that he was almost on top of my trap before he saw it. He started to leap back with the agility of an ape.
Rainsford, if you are within the sound of my voice, let me congratulate you. Not many men know how to make a melee man catcher. But I, too, have hunted in Malacca, my friend. You are proving interesting, Herr Rainsford. I am now going to have my wound dressed. But it's only a slight one. I shall be back, Rainsford. I shall be back.
Oh, Senor Rainsford.
Too bad, Conchita. We almost had him.
What shall we do now?
Look. Do you know exactly where that bog of quicksand is?
Si.
Good. Take me there.
Well, it's dangerous, senor.
Not only for us, but for General Kraus as well. You lead me there, Conchita. We'll see if we can trap him once more. Well, the next 6 hours were a nightmare. We doubled back on our trail to the other side of the island, but Conchita was growing weaker by the minute. As dawn broke once more with a thin veil of mist hanging over the jungle like a shroud, I heard the baying of hounds closing in on us. Oh, this was the payoff. It was now or never. That was Kraus. He caught a glimpse of us, Conchita.
Senor Prince, what?
Conchita.
Put me down. I have been hit.
Oh, the bullet must have ricocheted. Oh, where were you hit, Conchita?
It's no use. I am dying, senor.
No. Here, put your arms around my neck. I'll carry you.
No, it's too late. The cliff. Run for the cliff, senor, and swim.
The chase is almost finished, Rainford.
Not quite there, General.
You have made a good adversary. I regret the necessity of killing you now.
Oh, you haven't caught me yet.
True, my friend. But you have gotten yourself into a pocket. Behind you, there's only the sea. And on this side, my favorite rifle.
All right, then. Come and get me.
Very well, Rainford. I will.
He was using a big bored gun with enough muzzle velocity to tear the head off a rhino. I turned and I started to race for the cliffs. I heard him shout as he followed.
I am coming, Rainford!
I tore through the last to the other brush. I found myself on the brink of the cliff. Below me, at least 100 feet were the crags and the foaming surf. But behind me was Klaus with murder in his heart and a bullet to back it up. I had my choice and I made it.
Rainford!
I jumped!
Salazar, come and see here. Salazar!
Don't bother to call him, General.
Rainsford.
Salazar can't hear you. He's dead.
You killed him?
It was Salazar or me.
How on earth did you get here?
Swam. I found it quicker than walking through the jungle.
I congratulate you. You have won the game.
I see you've left your rifle in the next room, General.
There's also a bottle of excellent champagne in that room. Shall we sample it and discuss your departure?
You know you don't intend to let me leave this island alive.
That is quite true, I must admit.
Then I'm still a beast at bay. Get ready, General.
I see. One of us will furnish a repast for the hounds, and the other will drink his own health in champagne.
Check.
On guard, Rainford!
And I must admit, it was the finest wine I ever tasted.
In the animal world, there is the hunter and the hunted. Hound and fox, hawk and sparrow, cat and mouse. We in the topmost species have also joined the hunt. But who is to judge precisely which of us are hounds or foxes as we enter the chase? The Chase was created and written for the National Broadcasting Company by Lawrence Klee. Today's script was adapted by Lawrence Klee from the short story The Most Dangerous Game by Richard Connell. Featured in today's cast were Chester Stratton as Rainsford and Stefan Schnabel as General Cross. Others in the cast were Inga Adams and Roger DeCoven. The Chase is directed and transcribed by Fred Wade. This is Fred Collins speaking. Next week, the hunter is a killer and the hunted a high-ranking diplomat as we board a boat sailing from Siam to India to follow the chase.